Every month, there's an update. We give you the tops of the waves, and then we also attach that detailed update in case you want to look through it. Because we think that people like to invest in real estate the same reason that we do, which is they like to touch it and feel it and be a part of it. Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode. Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. My name is Steven Libman. Today, we're going to be talking about the five things you should expect after you invest in a real estate syndication. So, you know, this is an actionable type of information that we give our investors after closing that you should start to see and expect when you close. So, you know, my wife and I, and I know a bunch of our friends and family do this as well, where they have sponsored a child through an organization like World Vision or Children International or something like that. And, you know, basically you send, you know, $30 to $50 a month to sponsor a child in a developing nation or even sometimes here in the United States. And it helps the child get food and education, and you get monthly updates or yearly updates about how your child is doing. Actually, very interestingly, this week, we just got an email from World Vision and a congratulations like packet that said, Joel, who is the boy we've been sponsoring for the last decade, him and his village are now completely self-sustained, and they've graduated from the World Vision program. So they're asking us to choose another child in another part of the world to sponsor. So really exciting. But over the last 10 years, you know, we've gotten monthly updates, quarterly updates, yearly updates, some videos, things like that. And the reason I bring it up is because it's not unlike how you invest in a real estate syndication, right? You do a little bit of research up front, send your money, and then you get updates and you feel a part of that child's life or in this scenario, real estate investment. So it's a very similar aspect of how we do things. And I just saw some of the similarities there. So, you know, in typical real estate syndication communications, you're going to be looking for a couple of key communication factors that we do with our investor, right? So one, it's going to be getting like an update at closing. Hey, we've closed the property. Here's what to expect. Here's some of our CapEx that we're going to be doing. Talk a little bit about taxes and then tell you when to expect some of your distributions and how often you should expect them, whether it's monthly, quarterly, whatever. And then progress updates, right? We do progress updates every month, sometimes as often as every week. And then we do cash flow distributions, either monthly or quarterly. And then we send financial reports, which is typically quarterly. And then you get your scheduled K-1 at the end of the year, which shows you your either depreciation losses or income gains, things like that. So number one, at closing, we typically send out through our investor portal. So everybody that signs up gets a login and a password to an investor portal where they get to log in and see their own account, see money in, money out, distributions paid, and then all of their legal documents and things like that. So we try to make it very interactive. And upon closing, we send out a closing introductory email that basically lays out that we've closed on the property. Here's an investor guide, which will give you some overview as to like what to expect over the next coming months or years and answer some frequently asked questions and let you know about the timelines of cash flow and taxes. And then monthly, we send out very detailed institutional grade reports. So we give you a top of the waves, one page summary, and then we typically will attach the full investor report that we get from the asset property management companies. And that lays out, I mean, anywhere from 150 to 175 pages of extreme detail of income, expenses, line by line, budget variances, CapEx spend, bank account, operating accounts, things like that. So every month there's an update. We give you the tops of the waves, and then we also attach that detailed update in case you want to look through it. You know, because we think that people like to invest in real estate the same reason that we do, which is they like to touch it and feel it and be a part of it. So, you know, we're doing monthly videos and CapEx pictures, which is showing kind of the before and after photos. So, you know, that way you can feel involved, right? So, you know, as an example, you know, we give an update that say, you know, on this site, things continue to go well at XYZ Apartments, and here we're executing our business plan. Here's some of the property specific updates, current occupancy, pre-leased occupancy, how many units we've renovated since we've acquired them, how many units are in the process of being renovated, and then kind of what the next monthly plan is going to be to continue our business plan, right? And then we'll lay out some capital improvement projects, showing building repairs, showing the painting that we've done, some new signage that we've done, new dumpster enclosures, you know, just the different types of CapEx projects that we're doing on site, right? So these monthly emails are really to include kind of quick high-level overviews, but also the detail like we do. And then quarterly, same thing, right? You get these more robust quarterly reports laying out income, expenses, distributions, things like that. And then annually, we're sending out the Schedule K-1s. This is a tax document that gets issued in these types of partnership type investments. So, you know, if you have an investment where you were a private lender, then you'll get a 1099. But on these, because you're actually a partner in the deal, you get a Schedule K-1 and it reports your share of income, deductions, and credits. And that's how we get to depreciation, how we get to share in depreciation. It's also why real estate investment trusts and other real estate type ventures that you can go into through like Wall Street type funds doesn't give you those tax benefits. So something to look out for when you're doing these investments, right? Find out if you're going to be getting a 1099, which means you're going to have to pay taxes on it, or a K-1, which is going to show your schedule of income and losses, right? So just to recap, your active participation in real estate syndication is complete once you sign the investment summary, sign the PPM, send over your funds, and then once all the investor funds have been submitted and the deal closes, we begin executing the business plan through our renovations, property improvements, increasing rent, occupancy rates, among other things to increase the value of the property. And then from closing through the sale of the property, you can expect your investor guide, progress updates, cash flow distributions, financial reports, and your K-1 annually. And you'll get all of that stuff through the investor portal that we supply to you once you decide to invest. So if you have not done so, go to integrityhg.com, sign up for the investor club, or just for our newsletter to kind of see what projects we have going, some more information on some tax savings and things like that. And we will keep you updated. So once again, thank you so much for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If this is valuable information to you, hit like, hit subscribe, write a review for me, other people, if you think that they will find value from things like this, we'd love to share it. So, all right, everybody, till next time. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.